What I don't notice me, I don't have fear and guilt. And fear and guilt erode the immune system. And fear and guilt sabotage the power and potential we have to create and to live our lives to the fullest. So having a vision out beyond ourselves, a cause bigger than ourselves, even if it means nothing more than traveling on the world and going and locating to every country on the face of the earth and meeting somebody from every culture in that cause. Or maybe shaking hands with somebody who that you could inspire or make a difference in their lives on every place that you stop. Or maybe going up to somebody in the suites when you go and have a social and maybe going up and then compliment them on their beautiful array or their beautiful arrangement in their homes. But some cause that you can dedicate to that takes you out of your form, out of your body, and onto something bigger, without a question, is correlated with longevity. And when a person has that, they're definitely going to live. Their physiology and their brain function maximizes its potential. So having, in a sense, something you love to do, something you're inspired by, something you want to dedicate your energies to, even if it's nothing more than being absolutely well and healthy to your 100. I had the opportunity to be inspired by a 93-year-old gentleman. His name was Paul Bragg. Some of you may have heard of his name, maybe Jack Elaine. You've heard of Jack Elaine? Anybody here? Well, Jack Elaine, his teacher was Paul Bragg, and he was my teacher. And Paul Bragg had me sit down when I was 17 years old and write out a 100-year plan, a 100-year plan of what I want to do with my life. Now, I was a high school dropout at the time, and I didn't even know how to read at the time. But at the process of doing that, I sat down and I wrote down what I would love to do until I was 100. It's like if a person has something to do, it's like if you go into a corporation and somebody's about to be promoted as a manager in a corporation, and they say, well, we'd like to have you as manager. Tell us what you're going to do. And the guy says, well, I have no idea what I'm going to do. What's the likelihood of him getting that position? Not too good. Well, the same thing. If you don't know what you're going to do when you're 100, why would the universe give it to you? So the question you want to ask yourself is, what am I going to do if I say I want to live long? And I want to have a maximum potential life. What am I going to do when I get there? It's like if somebody came up to you and said, I'd like to manage your money, and you're deciding who you're going to give the money to manage. If the person says, oh, I have no idea what I'm going to do with it, but I'd like to have your money, you're probably not going to give them the money, are you? But if the person knows exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and finds out what your goals and objectives are, then you'll hand them the money. Well, the same thing with life. If we know exactly what we would love to create and just start compiling the things that we would love to do in our lives, whatever it is, maybe it's traveling the world and going to every country. Maybe it's meeting people. Maybe it's basically working on a piece of art. Maybe it's collecting some of the greatest writings on the face of the earth. Maybe it's going and seeing the most magnificent art or seeing the most magnificent terrain in the mountains or the oceans. But something that we say, I want to do that. That makes a difference in our longevity because we have something to live for. And so that's important. Another aspect that is crucially important is being in a timeless state. A friend of mine, Deepak Chopra, maybe you've heard of this gentleman. Deepak Chopra talks about timeless mind, ageless body. And he's an Indian fellow who's explored pioneering in consciousness. And it's been shown that when we're living in the past and we're focusing on guilt of the past or fears of the future, things we imagine in the future, and we're not present, we tend to distract, sabotage our potential and energy, and in a sense, cause aging, which I'm going to elaborate on in a minute. But the we're present, and we're sitting in a state of grace, or poise, or balance in our perceptions and actions, we get into a state called timelessness. In that state, our physiology literally does not age. If we're in a state of meditation, and maybe a moment of rest and poise, our metabolism goes down, which is now known to, is proven to show that it actually enhances our longevity just by lowering our metabolism. It relaxes our cardiovascular system. It allows us to become present. And in that timeless moment, we actually don't age. So anytime we can actually add moments of inspiration and timelessness to our life, we actually extend our life. Now, how many of you had moments where you've had a tear of inspiration? Maybe you read a book. Maybe you saw a video, a film. Maybe you listened to somebody play music. Maybe at the Christmas pageant when somebody got up to sing, the little girls got to sing up, they brought you tears. How many of you had moments like that, tears of inspiration? Do you know that in those moments, time stops? But when the heart opens, time stops. When love and gratitude comes out of the heart, certainty and presence evolves out of the mind. Time stops and agelessness evolves and emerges. In that moment, anything we can do that enhances that, if we listen to the music that inspires us, if we review the videos that inspire us, if we associate with the people that inspire us, if we go to the places that inspire us, and allow our little meditative, poised, restful, contemplative state,